Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, severance, a micro request, and Bob Welch. It's all coming up in just a minute.
From the award-winning morning show on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, The Musers, the podcast.
So right now we're podcasting?
No, not yet.
He just put us into it.
No, I was accidentally podcasting.
Oh, we were for a second, but we're not now.
Well, we want to start intentionally podcasting.
We're back.
That was accidental.
That was a false start. Three, two, one.
Every Wednesday, Junior Miller, George Dunham, and Gordon Keith drop a new episode of The Musers, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Bob and Tom Television presents.
This place looks deserted. I think we're safe. It was even a little food in the cabinet. We'll rest here tonight.
Mark, I'm so scared. Did you hear that? No, let's get out of here.
It's just outside the door.
Oh.
And that's the only way out.
The world premiere of a terrifying new zombie series.
We have to make a run for it.
Mark, no. Don't open that door.
Just stay right behind me. Here we go.
What? Oh, my God. This is horrible.
It's The Hawking Dead. Stephen Hawking stars in The Hawking Dead. He has the most brilliant brain in the world, but now he wants to eat yours. Only on Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh, are you sending pictures of this transformation of your beard to your mom?
I have not sent any to my mom. She's on a cruise right now. So when she gets back, I will absolutely do that.
Do we know where she is in the world?
Or? You know, I don't.
What cruise line?
I forget.
You and your mom are really close.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Not the one that went down yesterday, right?
If no one's told you this today.
I'm joking.
Oh. Josh, you're a good son, okay?
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks. I don't know that she knew when she told me.
Okay. At least to a letter.
Okay.
Dear Bob and Tom Show.
Letters. Okay, go ahead.
I've been watching the show Severance. I'm not familiar with the show.
I watch it. It's getting to the point where it's kind of like taking a college course. I'm listening to the podcast. I'm doing everything I can to understand.
Okay. What's the premise?
When you're at work, that's the only reality you're aware of because something they planted in your brain. You're away from work, that's the only reality they're completely severed, severance.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, you're above, you'd think.
Oh.
Your life at home, and you can't recall any of your work memories and vice versa.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Ugh.
It's a great plot, but.
Yeah, it's a great premise. Okay, sorry.
Why did he ask?
Is the guy from Parks and Rec in that?
Yeah, Adam Scott.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not my thing, sci-fi. He goes, I've been watching the show Severance.
Well, it's more about sci-fi.
In one episode, a gentleman was pushing a cart down a hall whistling a tune. I not been a daily listener of the Bob and Tom Show,
he was.
I would not have recognized the tune.
Keep an eye on Pat. I got you, buddy.
I know Tom is a huge fan of Gordon Lightfoot. I quickly picked up the melody. It was The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Sure was.
No.
Isn't that nice to know?
It is nice to know.
Great, it's one of the great songs of all time.
Don't you have
it's a long
no.
song? Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do your tribute right now.
Or ever again.
Josh brought up the fact that his mom is on a cruise ship, lost at sea.
Trust the universe, Pat. It's all pointing toward the Gordon Lightfoot tribute.
Oh, I lost my capo today. How could I ever play it?
Well, playing another key.
Right now, we have a new thing, the Bob and Tom Show micro request.
We're doing it right now?
Yeah. It doesn't take but a second. Like again, it's a new feature I just invented.
Micro request.
This comes to us from Jeff. This is in honor of his dad. His dad loved this. He wanted to hear it today. So, Jeff, this goes out to you.
What happened to his dad?
And he,
that's
we're honoring him. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Okay.
He passed away?
Didn't I clearly? Wouldn't
it
even,
was clear to me.
Wouldn't a monkey have realized, just shut up and let this go? Yes, I'm sorry, Jeff. Sorry about the loss of your father. Chick is holding a banana. Jeff, my most sincere apologies.
He was prepared.
Obviously, if your father loved this song, he was obviously a great guy and had a good sense of humor.
What a horrible way to die.
What do you mean it was a horrible way to die?
I'm just guessing.
You're just guessing.
As my dad would say, there are no good ways to die if you think about it.
There are a lot of bad ones.
Oh, yeah. Real bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this one of those?
No, I have no idea. It's not only is the request micro, so is the letter.
Okay. What does he want to hear? Will you get to it?
This is Jeff in California. That may take me off the hook for any other Jeffs listening with the deceased father. You once again have my apologies. Right. Wanted to hear this. He goes, I'm aware that you guys aren't allowed to play this anymore.
Oh.
However, I'm going to play just an excerpt. And you can do the you can project on more of it. This goes out to Jeff's dad. Here we go.
Prison bitch. Prison bitch. I guess that you were sent from up above.
Yeah.
Prison bitch. Prison bitch. And now you are my prisoner.
That's one of those songs that people think it's called Prison Bitch. No, the title of the song is actually Prisoner of Love.
Sure.
It's like one of those tricky Led Zeppelin titles.
Okay.
I didn't know that one was non-playable.
I was unaware.
There's two parts.
Oh, play those.
Lighten up out there, people.
It's an actual classic.
It is.
Yeah, we send that out to everybody. Doing time right now.
I'd like to hear the real story behind this.
Well, you can read the letter. We now turn to Chick McGee. I assume you have some letters over there. That's the thrust of this portion.
Hello, Morning Mayhem crew. This is from Amy. What you gonna do? You know that?
I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer.
You guys, pick a key, fellas.
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy, we were having fun, but
yeah, somebody
grouch and grouchette.
No, I mean, if you're gonna,
yeah, if you're gonna sing, you should be in the right key and bring some horns in.
It didn't sound weird to me. Was I the one off key though?
No, I think
no. It just you guys were fine, except Pat was playing at a different key than you guys.
I was ignoring him altogether,
and he wasn't plugged in.
Shut up, Ace.
Give him the right key, Pat.
You belong to me.
The Dickey Brothers sing.
Everything and putting your hand on my ass. Now rise it up and down.
This is not about a handy at a drive-in.
Until I get it in your
hair. All right.
Don't blame me.
Don't blame me. Yeah, I like that.
That's a good
tune. Did you knock her up? What happened?
This is from Amy. I know, I got in her hair.
Pure Prairie League, ladies and gentlemen.
You all need to embrace Josh's look. It's a brave power move to get creative with his facial hair. I personally love it. I really love it, Josh. It makes me smile down there.
It doesn't say that.
No, I added that.
I like the addition.
Keep being you, buddy. That's Amy somewhere in Wisco.
Well, thank you.
Could make her burp down there.
That's a trick.
Rather unpleasant. What's a trick that can be done?
I believe that's Queef. Good morning.
One of my favorite artists, Queef Latifah. She doesn't sing. It's kind of a ventriloquist thing.
It's quite a show.
You know, I feel like with yesterday's show and what were we talking about off the air that included you? We can't say it, actually. And now the queef mention.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Jess is now officially a part of the family, I think.
Yeah.
She's way in. There's no getting back out now.
Mm-mm. Look, it's just Wednesday. She's all worn down.
I know. Wednesday is my day where I'm over it. I'm really over you.
Get a job working construction.
I think I think Kostaki put it best when he spent a week with us.
Oh,
you guys do this every day.
Every day.
Yeah, we wore wore him. He was out of ammo after the first 2 hours.
Yeah, it was amazing. Good morning, my favorite radio people, and Tom.
Oh. Oh, you listen to that, Tom.
Witty.
Can you please play the bit where Chick and Josh and Pat make fun of Bob Welch? It makes me laugh so hard.
Goliath. I don't know why you guys attacked him.
Hey, that's right.
Bob Welch was, I'll explain this to you. He was in Fleetwood Mac just before the huge hits.
Okay.
Fleetwood Mac was a very well-established band.
But then
history of great guitarists. Bob Welch did some wonderful songs with Fleetwood Mac.
Welch, not Welsh.
I said Welch.
Oh, you said Welch.
In any event.
And he left?
Yeah, he left the band, and that's when Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks came in, and the next thing you know, they've got the biggest selling album in history. But he was also super talented, and then had a very sad end.
And he had a very, he had a decent solo career.
Yeah, he did.
He had a couple of solo hits.
Okay. Do you remember this? This is called Ebony Eyes.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? Take her out of her chains. With you, baby.
And every now and then, when we play Bob Welch, all the Welch kids and his wife hear it.
I don't know why this is so good. This is so good. Am I missing something?
He sings kind of funny.
Holding you close tonight.
Mom, they're talking about that again. Radio.
That's my favorite line.
Woohoo!
See the kids.
What are they saying about your father?
Well, they're playing a song.
Oh, God. Tremendously talented.
What are you worried about? That Bob Welch will hear this and come?
Oh, he's deceased.
Trucking in here.
That isn't my favorite Bob Welch song.
You are here and warm.
That's right.
But I can look away and you'd be gone.
Poof, you'd be gone.
Boy, that's a rough one.
That is a rough one.
Sentimental, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, it really does.
Ace, what's the one about the UFOs? What's that called?
Hypnotized?
That's not him singing, though, I don't think, is it?
Yeah.
What's the one that?
Hypnotized.
It's about UFOs.
It's Hypnotized.
Yeah,
it's Hypnotized.
Am I invisible?
We all are.
We all said Hypnotized 5 minutes ago, and you keep looking for the answer.
No, I understand that it's Hypnotized.
What's the one where he says Glath?
Yeah, Glath.
That's it.
That's Hypnotized.
Yeah.
Get that one out.
It's got the most self-indulgent drum beat you'll ever hear. You'd never realize that Mick Fleetwood's name is first in the group.
That's a great drum beat.
Him playing the
drums. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, God.
Are we in trouble? Yeah.
Great drum beat.
It's me. Just me, man.
It's a cocaine drum beat.
And my cymbal.
First will be all me.
Yeah, a lot of me.
Continue with me.
Boring, boring.
I think more me. Yeah, perfect.
Should we come in now?
No more me.
Cool. Okay. Wait, a cool guitar chord.
Shut that up. They can't hear me.
Turn the guitar down.
Nice bass line.
Turn the bass down.
Now, would you shut up long enough so we can hear this vocal?
That was him.
He doesn't sing like this.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yes, the same kind of story.
God, it is him.
Seems to come down from long ago.
See, it's
long
the
ago.
Same kind of story that comes from long ago. And it's about this glass pond.
Oh.
And no man could have made it. It's great, too. Let me get to the hook. This is a great song.
Let me get to the hook, he said after interrupting himself.
I'm trying to explain to
let me get to
I'm
the
trying hook. To explain to the lady how this song works.
Two friends having
They're having coffee, something flies
by
the window.
They see a UFO.
I should probably got that from the lyrics that said exactly what you're saying.
No, see, I think he's really saying they're smoking the reefer. Do you like to smoke the weed?
I don't, no.
Yeah, okay.
No,
have you ever had any?
I've had it, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the so-called joint or do you like the bong?
I've done both. I don't do it enough to have a preference.
What about the edibles?
Yes.
I recently learned something.
She is quite, you know, she's our amazing chef. She,
I've made it for other people for sure. Yeah.
Makes butter out of,
no thanks.
Yeah.
It's really,
I just learned, by the way, to get off topic briefly, apparently technically reefer is a reference to a single marijuana cigarette.
Oh, okay.
That I'd been in.
Tom, please don't take this as an insult, but I don't think anyone living on Earth looks to you to explain terms or anything hip.
I'm like the hip dictionary. No, okay, here we go. Let's get back. Here comes the hook, by the way.
It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of the playing field.
They can still hear my drums, right?
Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel.
Something flew by the window. Remember that part? Isn't that great?
I don't know if I like the talking over the singing
Yeah, right?
Oh, come on. It's a great song.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I kind of like the song.
Multiple guitars, cool sound, great vocal.
Right, but that talking over the singing? It sounds like a mistake.
When we get into these conversations, his ultimate argument is always, oh, come on.
Where's the glass part?
Later on, there's a pond. There's a perfectly round pond with a bottom made of glass.
Maybe this is...
See, the sides were like glass.
Wait a minute, he just missed the second part. The sides were like glass in the thick of a forest.
You see, the sides were like glass.
You dick. You just ruined it again.
Hang on, we'll try it again.
Now, don't just shut up during that part. You can talk for the first part.
Right.
You see, the sides were like glass.
Everybody just shut up, okay?
Without a road.
There's no road to the pond, right?
According to Bob Welsh, yeah.
So there's, in the middle of the woods, there's this perfectly round pond with a glass bottom. And there's no road there. How did that get there?
Oh, here's the...
Well, it got there because the UFO landed
this
there.
This is the album cut. Do you know there was an import of that?
No.
Totally different lyrics, yeah.
Oh, it's Skinnerd!
Oh, that joke's run its course. Hang on. It's always sad to say goodbye to a running joke.
It really is.
We can bring it back. I enjoyed it.
We all sang. Look at here!
Which is the one he whistled?
That's Molly Hatchet. Yeah. Molly Hatchet whistles.
Okay, I like that very much. In any event, this is another one of those incredibly dumb internet things.
A podiatrist is warning people against partaking in a new TikTok trend people dropping heavy objects on their feet.
I like this.
I've seen this.
You have?
It started with a phone.
The hashtag, dropping things... Wait, things on my foot. Yes. Okay. That's the hashtag.
I think it's funny.
If you want to search it, shows users dropping items such as vacuum cleaners, air fryers,
I've done that,
toasters, and even a wooden table on their feet and ranking how painful each one is.
Brilliant.
Holy hell. Yeah.
However, Dr. Benjamin Bolin told the PA news agency that people participating in the trend risk a lifetime of pain and disability.
Nobody asked you, Bolin. Mind your beeswax.
He explained that dropping heavy and sharp objects on your feet could lead to damage to the nerves.
That's what's funny about it.
Yeah.
What is the point? Take that, diabetes.
Yeah, one such participant, Mr. Luke Hilling. He received more than 3.8 million views on his video.
Well, I wonder what he dropped on his foot.
It doesn't say, but when asked why he decided to join the trend, the 19-year-old sales advisor told the PA news agency, curiosity and just because it was funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, this 50 years from now, they'll be doing a news story. 50 years ago today... This douchebag dropped an anvil on his foot.
And we're still laughing. Yeah, that would be the story.
Here he is.
After the success of his first video, Mr. Pilling created more feet-crushing content in an effort to build his platform.
I don't know what it says about me, but the two Instagram sites I enjoy the most are Epic Fails, where people are falling, and Satisfying Gravity.
When
they fall, more people falling.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, there are hundreds of people fall every day, and they seem to be okay.
My favorite clip was always the one of the early days of aviation.
Oh, yeah.
They have the series of would-be aircraft
those are great
that don't make it.
Yeah.
Plunging into a river.
20 wings on both sides, on each side.
Yeah, this will help.
Love that.
The ones where they're flapping.
Remember the guy who got shot in the belly with a cannonball?
Yeah.
Yeah, the slow motion bald kind of fat guy.
He was wearing goggles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you want to protect your eyes.
There's four old women going into their vacation home, and they're adorable, carrying all their stuff. And the last one, they're all helping each other. Or they're kidding. But the last one,
you can tell they're best friends.
Yeah. The last one falls, and it's just hilarious. Gladys! And they all go to her to help her up, and they all fall.
Yeah, they all end up falling.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.